Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. This repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
5AOW.
KD2WI.
Okay, there's two. We'll start at the top with N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's going on?
Hi, good evening, Jeff and Pete. Not much here. Just came back from a run from Old Fork. Got an errand done, and I noticed it's a little bit warmer than what it's been the last week or two, and I'm enjoying that. But in the same token, I'm looking forward to a little more snow, and maybe we can get out on a ride on a sledge for a little bit. Haven't done that much this year at all, and I don't know. You gotta make use of it, you know, when you pay DMV and you pay the insurance company for the insurance, you gotta do something with them. Anyway, good evening to you, Jeff and Pete. I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, N5AOW.
Okay, Bill, yeah, I think everybody's noticed that. After all that cold weather we got, now it's a little bit warmer and it feels good. Not quite, I wouldn't call it summer by any means, but it's definitely a lot warmer than it has been. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and glad you had a good day there, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2WIP, good evening, what's up?
KC2WI, well, the temperature is holding relatively steady here. It's 19 degrees, it was 19 degrees. I think at about 8 o'clock, and it was 20 degrees at, 6 and 7 o'clock, so I got to step outside and see if it's clear. It was clear. Anyway, I did get out today, finally, and I intended to leave early, but of course I didn't. I really tried. I mean, at 9:30 I was, making progress, and of course I just did this and did that, looked for something, looked for this and that and the other thing that I wanted to take with me and the snowmobile. And so I got out an hour or so later, I guess, but it worked out really good because timing was just right. My plan was to go up to Tug Hill and north, sort of the north corner here, the northwest, northeast corner, and then down into Copenhagen and maybe loop around to Deer River, since they, I guess, got a lot of snow there. We didn't get anything really out of the lake effect, half an inch maybe. But Watertown, north of Watertown, Jefferson County, General Brown, those kind of schools, Indian River, Carthage, Copenhagen, they were all on 2-hour delays today, and heard from AC2GE and family that their school was closed early, and I forgot what Maria said, basketball or something was closed, or whatever sports she was doing, they kicked the practice twice and stuff like that. And I left here and went up. Getting there is part of the fun because there's not a real trail. You can ride through the snowbanks and jump the snowbanks in the fields and that. And it, to me, that's the fun stuff. And up to Corrigan Hill Road, and on the right on, Spikes Road, I guess, and went up to the next intersection and made a little jog. And I think they call it Maple Ridge Road, which I don't really remember. But anyway, so I went down that a ways, and oh, here's this trail off to the left. I don't remember this one. It's obviously just been opened up and groomed, so that's the one I'm going to go on. And I got a mile or, whatever down it, and came upon the groomer, Valley Snow Travelers groomer stop. Pulled up there. Here's a couple guys. They were there, you know, trimming branches and stuff. And one is a guy that lives up. He actually has a snowmobile to his house in the winter, which is pretty cool. And I happen to have a couple of his laptops here. We got talking about snowmobiling when he brought them in. And, you know, was telling me all this stuff about, oh, you know, if you like going off in the deep snow, you should come with me and my friends and whatever. So I got up there and he says, oh, you should catch up to those guys ahead of us here. Two guys on Tundra.
All right, Pete. Well, it sounds like you had a good time there and a lot of snowmobiling. Get up north of here, a little bit north of Booneville, and up there towards that high market and turn and up in there. Yeah, they got quite a bit of snow. Seemed like this year it was right on them up there, and we were like on the line here. Sometimes we got it and sometimes we didn't, so. All right. Well, thanks, Pete. Thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KA2ZNZ. W2ZXN.
KA2ZNZ, Jack, good evening, what's up?
Well, it was kind of a nice day down here today. You got up into the mid to upper 20s. Right now we're still at 26 degrees. A lot of sunshine, and made it a good day, actually. I'll say hello to, I heard Pete, I heard you, of course, I heard Andy come in, and I just turned on just a little while ago. So for somebody before that, I'll say hello to everybody. 7 degrees all around, KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack, well, thanks for checking in there, and you have a good evening there tonight, and we'll catch up with you later. I think W2ZXN there, Andy. I'm assuming you're mobile on your way to work. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. Good evening, Jack. Good evening, Pete. And I also came in a little bit late, so if there's anybody else in there, good evening. Not a heck of a lot. Yes, I am mobile and on my way to work here. Got 26 degrees down at the bottom of the hill. So that's a nice warm-up from the 22 I had at my house. And other than that, not much. Went to the post office this morning to find out they had raised the postage rates. I didn't pay attention to the news. I'm sure it was on there, but there's a shocker once again. So I had to get a book of stamps, so did that. And I wish I had known before Sunday. I would have picked them up 1 cent cheaper per stamp, I guess. Saved myself 20 cents. But anyway, that's about it. Just going to try to stay warm and hopefully stay quiet tonight. But 7-3 all, and we'll be listening out. Evening, Jeff. W2ZXN.
Okay, Andy, yeah, the cost keeps going up and up on those stamps. And, the less you use them, the more expensive they get. I kind of like the fact that email's for the most part free. So, all right, well, thanks, Andy. You have a good evening there at work, and hopefully there's not a full moon out tonight, so it'll make your job easier. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, my father there, John, on the Echo Link down in the Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Here in the valley named after the late Henry Hudson. It is currently 24 degrees. Actually, it was a nice day out today. Low wind. Kavanaugh stopped over the afternoon, dropped off a book. Mom got Gloria. And we talked about his adventures in Booneville. And that's kind of it. It's been a quiet day. I'm working on a case study I'm writing for UMass for their students there. So I hate writing case studies, but I'll get it done. And can't think of anything else. Other than that, tomorrow looks like another nice day and a little bit warmer. So we hit like 30, 32, 33, maybe 34 today. So it'll be warmer. back to you, WB2RUQ.
Okay, did you talk to your sister today here? They went up in Booville at all?
No, I didn't talk to her, but she sent out email, and I talked with Mom a little while ago.
Okay, we're just checking, so. All right, well, okay, well, thanks for checking in, and good luck with the case study there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. And, well, for myself today, had to work, pretty much, that's it, nothing else to report. I'd like to try to get to camp here this Saturday and just to get in and check it out, but not sure yet if that's going to be the plan or not. It looks like we might get some rain here this Saturday, so we'll have to see how far north that goes. If it's it's going to rain up here, I'm not going to bother going into camp, but if not, then I will. We'll have to see what happens. But otherwise, just got the work planned for the rest of the week and, of course, the Super Bowl. So, all right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIT. And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return the frequency to regular AMTUs. I'd like to thank Bill, Pete, Jack, Andy, and my father, John, for checking in. And we'll say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT Clear.
KB2KOJ is clear.